Brenda Fisher, Talent and Literary Manager.
And I'm Jacqueline Reynolds, Chief Digital Talent Officer at RSA Entertainment.
Our podcast, Badass Babes of Entertainment, will discuss the entertainment industry and the challenges facing today's actors, influencers, brands, and content creators. Hey, Jennifer. So welcome to Babe. So excited to have you here. Can you introduce yourself for our listeners?
Oh, yes. So my name is Jennifer DeRay, and I am a manager, and ATN Entertainment is my company.
I met Jennifer at a showcase, and it was a Zoom showcase during the pandemic, of course, and we got to speak to each other like in between each person. And so each time that we were able to speak again, we just kept talking more. We're like, you know, we need to do brunch. We have to. This is, you know, we just bonded from the get-go. And I love that. And we finally got to go out when everything opened up again and eat outside and spend some time together. And I'm like, Jennifer needs to be on our podcast because she's fabulous. And I loved some of the stuff that we talked about. And one of the things that I thought was so amazing that you really, really had a handle on in this industry was the new terms that we're dealing with and trying to be inclusive and really embrace in the LGBTQ community. And you gave me kind of an education of things that I didn't know. And I thought that was so amazing. I learned a lot that day. And I would love you to tell me more about how you learned about it.
Okay, well, cool. Thank you for that intro. We've had an amazing brunch and conversation since we met, which is great. So I do not profess to be, you know, fully educated on every ounce of this, but I started working with an actress named Rain Valdez a few years ago, and as I was starting to work with her, it became more and more apparent that I needed to really dive in and understand. You know, I mean, the bottom line is these words, for some of us, these words and titles and names that are being used now are new. But being in the industry, obviously, it's our job to know exactly the breakdown of all of the terms and the words and to just put it into our vocabulary like everything else that is part of our jobs to fully understand and support and work with. So I told her that I may need to ask her some what may be considered stupid questions. And I had the benefit of Rain being cool and being, you know, like understanding. And I had that benefit. And Rain Valdez is an incredible writer, director, producer, creator, and she's transgender. And so I actually was asking her some questions, and then I went to GLAAD and had probably about a 2-hour meeting over there and just asked all my quote unquote stupid questions. And I mean, the bottom line in all of this is you have to have a desire to understand, and you have to have a desire to fully represent your clients in that capacity. You know, and it's kind of because I've been in the area and working with just all kinds of different clients for a really long time, it's kind of like not a thing in my world anymore, because it's become part of who I am and the understanding on my end of fully representing our clients. I mean, but it's really simple. That's what I'm trying to get at. It's really simple to understand and have more knowledge in the area if the desire is to understand and have more knowledge in the area. I mean, you can very easily educate yourself and dive in. And I've actually had some experiences recently where it has come off as almost like a burden to a few reps that I've spoken with. Oh man, can it just be, you know, and the answer is no. This right. is where we're at. It's 2021. We have a lot of educating to do for ourselves and to ourselves. And we could have taken care of a lot of this a long time ago, truly.
Right.
I think with the quote unquote downtime, if you can call it that, that sounds pretty awesome. But the downtime of the pandemic, forced downtime, has allowed us to have the time and, you know, potentially more empathy to pay attention to our fellow humans that are everywhere, you know, do a lot of self-inspecting. And I think that, you know, in the same way that 13th really opened things up for me, Disclosure did a very similar job on me. If you haven't seen that, Disclosure on Netflix, it will broaden your horizons and give you a lot more understanding. But the main thing is that we're, you know, like I said, it's 2021. We got a lot to continue to educate ourselves on, a lot of self-inspection to continue with. And yeah, I think the main thing is just the desire. And I mean, again, it's a weird thing to me.
Yeah.
Because now that I'm where I'm at and I feel the way that I do and I have the desire to understand more and more, it's almost like it has started to become kind of second nature. Like I said, it's not a thing anymore. It just is. But running into and experience others who are not in that place yet, I have realized that at the core of it, you have to care. And you have to understand why it's important, not just chalk it up to not being important, but dive into why it is or how it could be, or, you know, that whole thing, being in someone else's shoes, but really not just like, oh, well, but, you know, I mean, that's a process mm-hmm. that one can go through and go, okay, cool. So let's say I was born and I felt this way and my parents thought I should be this way and I didn't agree. And I went through everything that I did to actually just be myself and what that means. And I feel like once you sit down in front of someone and you hear their story top to bottom, there is no way, unless you're just like Lucifer or something, there's no way that right? you would step away from that and go, oh, can't we just all call them one thing? Like that was a recent thing that I heard from someone. It just blew my mind. But I think that's it. I think it's, you know, person to person and experience that. Because when you think of a community or what some may consider a new community, which it's not, but it's more at the forefront now, so it may seem that way. But if you just think about it as a big group of, you know, of people that you don't really understand, that's such a different experience than sitting down with another human being and hearing their story start to finish. And that's what I feel like we need to have more of. We need to care more, have more concentration on that, because at the end of the day, especially as reps, we represent them, which doesn't just mean something light and fun and kooky. It's like, that's a real thing.
Right. Absolutely.
So if you don't understand them, you cannot, you know, you don't understand a specific client or a specific person, then you can't represent them. So.
Agreed. The understanding, that is like the big thing that you said. And, you know, and the questions that I was asking you when we were at brunch, because I'm still trying to wrap my head around everything so that I understand correctly. And I know that, you know, I was asking you questions. I've asked my son questions because he seems to be very up on what's happening, what the new information is that's out there. And sometimes he's great at explaining things to me, and he's 19. And, you know, we all know now, you know, looking back, that this has always been there. This is, you know, things that we weren't aware of. There are, you know, people out there that have been struggling and trying to, you know, function just to be themselves, like you said. And so I think that it's a responsibility that we have, especially being in this industry, to, you know, be able to make sure that we understand and we can support them. And, you know, being able to support them and represent them, you know, in a good way, and being advocates for them and being here for them, because they don't always have that. And, you know, I think it just becomes very, very important for us to, you know, be those voices and let them know, hey, this is absolutely normal. And, you know, if you need anything, you can come to us. And I really feel that way about all of our clients. And I know that you do too, after talking to you. And it's so great to meet like-minded people that, you know, really care and love what they do. And that was so great too, hearing, you know, how you came up and what you did. And, you know, it's a labor of love. We do this because we love it. And we love the people, because right. This industry is all about people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the other thing too, is it's a progression of things. And I think it just, it's the same with any type of education. The more that you learn about something, a new subject or anything, the more empathy you have, the more understanding, compassion, all of those things. I mean, and it's, you know, there's still, even with some people that I've spoken with, who I genuinely feel that there is an allyship and an advocacy, but there's still a sense of other, you know, like
right.
them, oh, and what they have, they this, da, da, da. And I think ultimately the goal, which can be accomplished with one-on-one conversations and understanding more, is that there is no other. There's all of us, you know?
Yes.
And I think, I mean, and there's, it's funny because there is a sense of other in the way that there are marginalized groups that we as a community have participated in marginalizing. So there's a positive acknowledgement and recognition of other in that capacity. But the sense of, I mean, I can't, you know, I've had these moments where I'm just like, it's just classic old shit, pardon me, but
right.
you know, glass houses and throwing stones, like we are, and I'm not trying to like major soapbox it here, but like everything that we experience is us. It's all, yep. it has an effect on every single one of us as human beings. And
yes.
and there's no, I don't know. I, you know, and this is very fresh because I very recently
yes.
had the experience of, can't we just call them whatever? And it, like I said, it blew my mind and it's so fresh and so at the forefront of everything that I'm there's, we still have obviously an immense amount of work to do. And I feel like the first part is being okay with not knowing something. Because it's true. Right. There's so many of us who do not, to the core, understand these things and the importance of them. And, you know, yeah. So it's just being open, you know, being open to being wrong too.
Yeah. And not being afraid to ask questions if your heart is in the right place. We all have a heart. We all have a soul. We all breathe in and breathe out. We are basically the same, you know, except for our personalities. And if we can think about that and think about, you know, let's treat others how we would like to be treated and give them that respect and the time to learn about who they are. I think that makes, you know, a huge difference. If we could all do that, every person in this world could do that. Just imagine where we would be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just to touch on that too, the other side to this is one of the transformations that I have started and am continuing is, you know, it's not a Black person's job to explain to me all that has gone down and why I should feel a certain way or any of that. It's like, it's our job. It's my job as a white woman who has experienced everything that I've experienced and the just, yeah. So it does. And similarly with the LGBTQIA plus community, it's not their job to explain or even to, it's our job. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's our job. We are the ones who don't understand. They get
right.
it. They know it. They've lived it 100 million times over. So it's really up to every single individual to care enough about the individual in front of them to open things up, be able to be wrong.
And have a dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and how also you be okay you if somebody doesn't want to answer your questions. Because again, it's not their problem.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, so tell me about your whole, no.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, so, and there's plenty of information out there for us to gather on our own. That's the main thing.
Absolutely. And I love that there are so many documentaries now and so much information, you know, covering LGBTQ and covering multiculturalism and so many things that you can learn about, especially right now. I mean, you know, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, you name it. You look out there, you're going to find information about things that you had no idea about, things in history you had no idea about. It's just amazing to me. Mrs. America on Hulu just like blew my mind that I didn't know about what had gone on in the 70s that could have changed you know, the trajectory for women. Had things been different at that time? It was just amazing to me. So I want to kind of end on that note. And Jennifer, I want you to think about this. And I want you to do a shout out to a woman that is a badass babe out there that has really done something to help lift you up.
Ava DuVernay.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. She's paved the way for me to have just a much more rich and compassionate and empathetic foundation to now everything is filtered through what I have gathered from what she's shared to see. Like I watched Ma Rainey.
Black Bottom.
Yes.
Yes.
I watched that the other night and I had a very extremely high awareness during that I would have been watching it through different eyes had I not experienced 13th and When They See Us. 100%. I came out of that with a completely different perspective than I would have had I not already experienced what I had. So she's the shit. She's a trailblazer and she has been doing it for a really long time, longer than I had thought. Again, more and more awareness on
more awareness, more information, and the storytellers, you know, huge kudos to them, all the storytellers out there that are bringing these things to us so that we can have a better understanding. And I think it's just going to get better and better the more information and the more content that's out there, you know, that we can say, hey, you've got to watch this. You know, this was just eye-opening for me. And we can have that dialogue and have those conversations. And I think that we're headed in a much better direction because of it.
I completely agree. Yeah, things are better now than they were a while ago, and we again have a long ways to go, but I think the more that we're as humanity, the more we're on the same page about what needs to be done, obviously that's the key. And the more that we are aware of what we don't know and what we need to know and being open to that. Just the one final thing for me that I really realized is that education, and this is not some epiphany moment that others have not said a zillion times before me, but for my own, I had my own moment with this, is that education on all of this is the most important thing, because once you really learn it and it soaks in and you get a conceptual understanding of what you're looking at, it doesn't go away. It's
right
there, it's in your DNA, it's with you forever. So those moments of having new information and being open and able to absorb all of it and apply it to your environment and look around and see how it applies. I mean, that's going to be one of the things I think that will be capable of saving us.
Absolutely. Jennifer DeRay from ATN Management.
Thank you.
Fellow manager out there in La La Land, thank you so much. And it was so great to meet you and a new friend. I'm very, very happy to have you in my universe now.
Yes, thank you. The feeling's mutual, Brenda. Thank you so much for inviting me to do this.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Today's episode was executive produced by me, Brenda Fisher, and Jacqueline Reynolds. Editing by Gina Nuccio and recording by Herman Villacorta.